This conference will now be recorded.
It is a pleasure to introduce our next instructor based in Boston. Rob Forker joined Poland Capital Management in 2018. He's the lead portfolio manager of the International Small Cap Strategy. Prior to joining Poland Capital, he worked for 10 years at Loomis Sayles & Company, with six of those years dedicated to the Global Opportunities Fund as a senior equity analyst and 4 years as an equity analyst in central research. Before business school, Rob worked at Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers on the institutional trading desks. He received his BA and MBA from the University of Virginia. Rob is a member of the Boston Economic Club. On behalf of the MOI Global membership community, a very warm welcome to you, Rob. The floor is yours. Please go ahead.
John, thank you for having me. This is my first time presenting at the Manual of Ideas Wide Moat Investing Conference, and it's an honor to be with you here today. Today, I'm going to present the investment thesis on Kakaku.com and why I believe this investment is a wide moat idea. We, of course, need to start any presentation that speaks to wide moats with an illustration of a castle with a wide moat. Next, you can see my biography. I've been very fortunate to have worked on teams where my entire focus has been to seek quality companies. There are certainly many ways to deliver alpha to clients, but I believe my core competency is finding and investing in quality companies with a wide moat. As you mentioned in the intro, my role at Poland Capital is to lead the international small company growth strategy. Every Poland presentation starts with our mission statement. Our mission is to preserve and grow client assets to protect their present and enable their future. I will add that seeking wide moat companies goes hand in hand with this mission. We look for high quality companies like Kakaku.com that we believe will deliver superior returns for the foreseeable future. The next slide highlights our guardrails. The guardrails ensure that we stay on track. They keep us focused on high quality companies that have wide moats. Throughout the presentation, you will hear me reference these five guardrails. We look for real organic revenue growth, stable to increasing profit margins, high and/or expanding returns, abundant free cash flow, and a strong balance sheet. The international small cap universe is approximately 4,300 names. In order to improve productivity and stay focused on the names that are most likely to fit our process, we have a proprietary screen. We review this screen every 2 weeks as a team. It is embedded in our process. As you can see pictorially, we quickly take the 4,300 names down to roughly 200 candidates. After we implement our shallow dive process, we then whittle the list down to approximately 60 names. And after a deep dive process, we have constructed our portfolio of approximately 30 owned names. The next slide is the flywheel of what we define as a great investment. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this slide because I will reference it repeatedly as we walk through the investment case. But we believe this virtuous cycle ensures companies widen their competitive moat over time. Kakaku.com meets our five guardrails and epitomizes a flywheel investment. So what is Kakaku.com? It is an e-commerce company listed and headquartered in Japan. The firm was founded in 1997 by a man who saw an unaddressed need. Namely, in an era where people were buying personal computer parts, there was little transparency from one store to the next. The founder would visit the store, write down the prices, and publish the data. The data was helpful to both consumers and to the stores that wanted to be price competitive. The DNA of the company is that they provide useful information to consumers and customers. This North Star has allowed them to continuously evolve in an ever-changing landscape. The company owns two dominant franchises in Kakaku.com and Tabalog, but also some interesting sites that have considerable optionality that they classify in new media finance. We will dive into each of these segments shortly. As you can see on the slide, this slide highlights the revenue split. So you've effectively got three businesses in one. Kakaku.com at roughly 42% of revenues. Tabalog is also at roughly 42% of revenues. And then New Media Finance, which is the remaining 16% of revenues. And it's worth highlighting that New Media Finance, again in the green, has doubled as a percentage of revenue in only 8 quarters. Starting with the beginning of our flywheel. At Poland Capital, we want companies with a uniquely positioned product or service. This can be measured in many ways, but I'll highlight user traffic and monthly users for Kakaku.com and Tabalog, which highlight the strength of the network. Continuing with the flywheel, note that Kakaku.com has strong market share in their two strongest properties. Within Kakaku.com, we estimate their market share is somewhere between 80 and 85% in price comparison. And Tabalog is a strong number two in the restaurant application industry. Both sites have high traffic, high market share, and strong brands with their consumers and customers. And these products thrive via network effect that requires very little capital. Kakaku.com is a price comparison website that allows consumers to compare prices and educate themselves on products before purchasing. In this way, Kakaku.com is at the top of the funnel. They create traffic, which they divert to Yahoo Japan, Rakuten, Amazon, and others. For this traffic, they charge a toll or a take rate. They also receive advertising dollars given the high traffic on their site. The next slide shows a snapshot of the site. Products are put into categories. The site is easy to use and provides a nice consumer experience. The site focuses most on appliances, mobile phones, stereos, and personal computers. Intuitively, this is where price matters the most. And as highlighted before, the site is all about improving price transparency for the consumer. Kakaku.com benefits from many long-term secular tailwinds. The first one is the shift from offline to online. As a reminder, Japan e-commerce as a percentage of total retail sales is only approximately 6% versus the United States at just over 14% and rising. The second benefit is that advertising dollars will, of course, follow purchasing patterns and increase web traffic on Kakaku.com. Next, consumers want discovery. Kakaku.com does a great job educating consumers about the functionality of a variety of products. In this way, the site is not only a place to find the best price, but also to figure out which product suits your needs. And all of these drivers allow the flywheel to accelerate with the passage of time. Okay, shifting to the second major asset of Kakaku.com. This is Tabalog. Kakaku.com owns Tabalog, which can best be described as Yelp meets OpenTable. The company was launched in 2005 and allows consumers to find the right restaurant. This site slash app has nearly 900,000 restaurants to choose from. Users post information and post reviews on the site and can book reservations on many of the restaurants. Tabalog is a strong number two in the market and is growing faster than its two main rivals. The site is a win-win ecosystem for restaurants and consumers. For the consumer, the site removes friction points of making a reservation and finding the right food and the right restaurant that you're looking for. For a restaurant owner, customer reviews provide valuable feedback loops on things like quality, service, dining, environment, etc., that it traditionally didn't capture and can now continuously and quickly learn to improve. Here's a website snapshot of the site. The site is consumer friendly, again, and has a wide breadth of choices. And unlike Tablog's two main competitors, there's less focus on large chain restaurants. Tablog, like Kakaku.com, benefits from the shift to offline to online. Furthermore, Tablog has the ability to expand with additional services that will lead to increased ARPU and increased penetration with restaurants not currently using Tablog services. This slide highlights the strong growth of the reservations on the site. You can see that the monthly number of online reservations has grown dramatically, and this has occurred month over month. This slide highlights the new plan on Tablog versus the old plan. The new plan on Tablog was unrolled a couple years ago and allows restaurants to get points and change their rank in the listings. With more functionality comes higher ARPU, as seen on the next slide. And this is really all about offering restaurants more service and charging them more for that value. And again, this slide is just another pictorial representation of ARPU rising over time. Both Kakaku.com and Tablog have a site that attracts traffic, provides a good customer experience, and a consumer experience. Back to the DNA of this company, they are providing useful information. And this useful information creates a competitive moat within an ecosystem. This is all made possible by the repeatable sales process. On to cash flow. The two sites of Kakaku.com and Tablog are unique services that have a repeatable sales process and throw off a ton of cash. This is evident by the nearly 40% ROE. And thankfully, this company has an effective management team that knows what to do with the robust cash flow. So, what do they do with the cash? I had the pleasure of meeting the members of the senior management team in March of this year in their offices in Tokyo. It is an impressive group. They have a clear view on the strategic priorities of the company and the actions they need to make the enterprise stronger. One way to assess a management team is on capital allocation. This management team has a history of thoughtful reinvestments back into the business via R&D, bolt-on acquisitions, and, most impressively, returning excess cash to shareholders in the form of a generous dividend and buybacks. One of the main uses of cash has been to buy or build new properties that satisfy consumer needs. Their focus starts again from their consumer-centric mindset about trying to provide useful information to the marketplace. To this end, they dedicate approximately 3 engineers for only about 6 months to brainstorm and innovate. In this way, the costs are de minimis, but the reward can be very compelling. It's worth highlighting this is how Tablog was developed, which is to say, from scratch. One of the things I admire most about this company is their long-term thinking and patience. As an anecdote, they did not start charging restaurants for the Tablog surface for approximately 5 years. It's very important for the company to first, gain support, second, aggregate users, and third, and only when the platform is ready, to monetize it. They are in no rush on any of these steps. The next slide just highlights a variety of their sites and showcases early success on aggregating users. This slide really could be defined as a series of call options. One of the most promising new media sites is related to job search. It is similar to Indeed and is focused on recruiting. The key difference is that the site is catered to local needs and the growth shows this advantage. It's already aggregated 3 million users versus the market leader and in a short amount of time. Okay, this slide is taken from the company website and shows their commitment to value-creating reinvestments. The company pays a healthy dividend and returns excess capital to shareholders in the form of buybacks. I'll argue this is the most important slide I've presented. It showcases why this is a high-quality, wide-moat company. I want to highlight that Kakaku.com has a powerful and strategically advantaged minority owner in KDDI with a 17% equity stake. For context, KDDI is a large telecom company in Japan and has a vast array of services and resources which can be directed to aid Kakaku.com over time. One of the ways that KDDI can help Kakaku.com is in the payment space. This is most obvious in Tablog via payments during dining. I also want to be careful that I do not oversell this aspect of the company. It's early days. As you can see from the press release, this was just announced in February of this year. So again, I think of it more as a free call option where something can go right. Next, and more immediately, Tablog can lean on the KDDI corporate sales force to monetize Tablog quicker with the non-paying restaurants. And long-term, all of this data has value that is being collected by Kakaku.com. And as I say in the slide, the ability to monetize this data long-term. Okay, so let's take it back to the five guardrails. Does it fulfill our criteria? I'll argue the answer is an obvious yes. The company has had strong revenue growth at an 11% CAGR. It has high operating margins at nearly 45%. It has high returns with a return on equity of nearly 40%. It has abundant free cash flow that they most importantly use wisely for R&D, CapEx, et cetera. And the balance sheet is net cash, which is to say net debt to EBITDA is -1. It's worth highlighting that this is a company in transition. So what this slide is really showing is the different growth rates for each of the three businesses. And with these three different businesses, you also have different margin profiles. Overall, the company is getting stronger with the passage of time. Tablog and new media assets will become the vast majority of revenue in 3 to 5 years, and the corresponding margins will improve as they scale. Kakaku.com is a strong franchise that will continue to grow, but the blended rate of the company, which is to say 10 to 12% revenue growth, will only accelerate as the mix improves. And you can see over time that new media as a percentage of total has risen dramatically. Kakaku.com has come down. Okay, so putting it all together, here's the investment thesis. But more succinctly, you have a dominant property in Kakaku.com that has a history of evolving to meet consumer needs and has incredibly high returns. Tablog has a long runway for growth and is a compelling offer to both consumers and restaurants. You have New Media, which has some compelling properties that they can monetize over time. Last, you have KDDI, which can accelerate a number of strategic initiatives and create value to shareholders. And you have a company that has a healthy dividend payout ratio of nearly 40% and has meaningfully reduced their share count since 2012 by nearly 9%. So this slide puts the punctuation on my prior remark that we love investments where there are multiple ways to win. And as you can see, I'm again highlighting that Kakaku.com is a high-quality asset. Tablog has a long runway for growth. The newer sites have embedded call options that we don't believe you're paying for. And then the KDDI ownership, which is still in the early days, could lead to a variety of great outcomes. Okay, so it all comes back to why investing in wide moat companies is so compelling. Companies like Kakaku.com often surprise us to the upside. Said differently, results are stronger for longer. This showcases the power of capital-light businesses with strong cash flow generation and talented management teams. And I'll quote Mr. Buffett to highlight the point. The best businesses by far for owners continue to be those that have high returns on capital and that require little incremental investments to grow. So, as highlighted here, with any investment, there are risks. And below is just a subset of the risks that we considered before investment. The most credible risk on this list is that Kakaku.com needs to innovate and evolve to stay at the top of the funnel. If the site does not address consumer needs, then people will disintermediate the site and go directly to the e-commerce providers. And then you can also see that Tablog is obviously a strong number two player with two credible competitors. And then new media, which I've obviously portrayed as a positive, could also lead to distractions should they not stay focused on the bigger businesses. Valuation. So valuation is last at Poland Capital. And this really ties back into, it's all about thinking as a business owner. And I'll add that we believe a lot of unhelpful biases are created when one looks at valuation too early in the process. And again, I'll quote Mr. Buffett, it's far better to buy a wonderful company at a fair price than a fair company at a wonderful price. And I'll just also highlight another bullet point, one of my favorite, which is you can't determine a reasonable valuation for a company until you fully understand the business. Again, building on the valuation theme, we at Poland Capital think like business owners and not as stock investors. So we believe spending the time to understand the business and the drivers is far more important than jumping into static multiples. So in closing, we are looking to identify well-run businesses with sustainable competitive advantages, high returns on equity, above average earnings, and free cash flow per share growth that can self-fund and grow their business with little to no financial leverage. And that's what we found in Kakaku.com. The last slide is our disclosure. Other than that, thank you for your time and attention, and I would love to answer questions at this time.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for such an enlightening presentation. I'm curious on the capital allocation front. It sounds like you're quite satisfied with management there. Is there anything you might prioritize differently when it comes to the various capital allocation choices?
It's a great question. I really think they've found that sweet spot. So what we're looking for in all companies, but to use Kakaku.com to highlight this example, is just that they are thinking about how to make the business stronger and widen that competitive moat. And on every metric we look at and with conversations with management, they are spending the right amount of capital to strengthen the business, whether it's R&D or distribution or whatever. We have found that they are spending the amount of capital to strengthen the franchise and ensure that the growth is there with high returns. I love that they buy back stock. As you know, that's not a given, globally and especially in Japan, but they have shown a pattern of thoughtfully buying back stock and frankly, returning those excess cash flows to the shareholders and which, you know, we're the owners. So I think they've found that balance.
And perhaps you alluded to this a little bit in your last answer, but what would be the key data points to track over time to either validate or challenge your thesis?
Yeah, I think there are a number, and the one that I think is most important in the medium term is Tablog. And what you want to see in that asset is continued traction with the restaurants and related that the online reservation capabilities resonate with consumers. So to me, it's all about the health of that network. which has, it's had a great couple years, but those would be the key metrics that I would want to focus on. I think the, while ARPU is a great metric, it's more just, does this asset resonate with both the restaurants and consumers? Because you can always monetize it later. So that would be number one. Number two, Kakaku.com has done a really excellent job of evolving to consumer needs. So they have gone effectively from top of the funnel where you're just checking out prices to creating editorials and supplying information to consumers where they can get educated on the asset as they visit the site. You know, I alluded to it in the risk, but they need to be paranoid and constantly evolving to make sure that they stay relevant to the consumer. That's a little harder to track on a numbers basis, but again, it comes back to user traffic and the conversion to the other e-commerce players. Those would be the two biggest factors. On the negative side of the ledger, one of the beauties of the Japanese market is that it's not a monopoly on the e-commerce side like it is in the United States with Amazon. So as you probably know, the Japanese market is more of an oligopoly with the three main players being Rakuten, Yahoo Japan, and Amazon. And there are also smaller players. And so that's a better setup. But to the extent that one of those players pulled ahead, and there's always the chance that player is Amazon, that would be, it's not a deal breaker, but it's sort of good old fashioned SWOT analysis where the consolidation of power would be a bit worrisome.
That's terrific. Well, Rob, I will leave it there. I would just encourage our members to feel free to follow up with you with their own questions, either directly or to contact us, and we'll be happy to facilitate an introduction. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here for the first time and to share your perspective as well as the idea with our members. We truly appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Sean. Really appreciate it.
Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.